Kirinohoshi 231. O thou kind Lord, unite all, let the religions agree and make the nations one, so that they may see each other as one family and the whole earth as one home. All religions come from the same one God, just like different size and shaped mirrors reflecting the light of one sun. All the great teachers are manifestations. Shine the teachings of God on mankind, and let us know what God wants us to do. This earth is God's school, and we are the students, and the manifestations of God are like the teachers in different grades and classes. How do we know who these teachers are? There are three things you can look for. One, his teachings, the teachings of love, kindness, and unity. Number two, his life. He lives as good and loving a life as his teachings are. And number three, the effect of his teachings. His teachings make people kinder, gentler, and more loving. They help mankind and make civilization better. Some of these great teachers are Moses, Krishna, Buddha, Christ, Muhammad, the Bab, and Baha'u'llah. Below are the stories of a few of these great teachers. See if you can find those three things. Buddha. April 8th is the birthday of Buddha. It is known as the Flower Festival. About 2,500 years ago, in the Himalayan mountains of northern India, a prince of the Shaka tribe was born. His mother, Maya, was on her way home to her hometown when she stopped at the garden of Rumbini to rest. That is where Buddha was born, among the beautiful flowers. That is why Buddhists put flowers on the little statue of Buddha for the festival. Buddha's father was so happy when he was born, he said, "All my wishes have come true." And that is the meaning of the name he gave him, Siddhartha. Sadly, this happiness did not last. Shortly after he was born, Lady Maya left this world. One day in a mountain, a wise man whose name was Ashita saw an aura around the castle. So he came to where Prince Siddhartha was to find out what it meant. Ashita prophesied that this child is going to be the most great king that will unite the whole world. Or, if he follows the spiritual path, he will be the savior of the world, the Buddha, the enlightened one. The prince, from the time he was 7 years old, studied literary and military arts so that he could become a great king. One year during the spring festival, he saw a little bird picking the bugs that came out of the soil as the farmer plowed the fields. He murmured to himself, "How pitiful that living things kill each other." He sat in the shade of a tree and started meditating. The prince married and lived for 10 years with his bride. During that time, he enjoyed the life of luxury at the palace with its singing and dancing and music. But more and more he thought about this life. This fine body will someday grow old and become sick, and no one can avoid death. So what is the meaning of having a wonderful life at this palace? One must be satisfied with the right path and not be selfish. This path of luxury must be the wrong path. At the age of 29, he decided to leave the life of luxury. He left his palace riding on a white horse. The prince wore simple clothes and lived a life of the most severe fasting and meditation. 6 years later, he felt that this life was also meaningless. As he meditated under the boa tree, he understood that we need to get rid of all desires. At that moment, he received enlightenment from God, and that is when he became the Buddha. People would come to see the Buddha and receive his teachings. Just as thirsty people wander in a desert, they crave the living water of truth that the Buddha offered. Some of the teachings of Buddha are: be detached from your own obsessions, leave behind all material things, be satisfied with whatever you have, let the light of knowledge disperse the darkness of ignorance, mercy is the source of unity, justice saves everything. With teachings such as these, many, many people were saved from unhappy, meaningless lives. For 45 years, he traveled around teaching people about the right path. When he was about 80 years old, as he lay giving his teachings between two large trees, he passed away and went to Nirvana, heaven. The teachings of Buddha spread all over India and brought about a new civilization to the Indian culture. It spread east to China and all the way to Japan. To the west, the teachings went as far as Greece. To the south, it traveled to Southeast Asia, countries like Thailand, Vietnam, Indonesia. For centuries, these teachings have enlightened the hearts of all these Asian peoples and cultures, and even spread to the Western cultures. Christ. Every year, people celebrate Christmas. It is fun and exciting time for presents, Christmas trees, and parties. But most people don't stop to think about what it is that we are celebrating. It is the birthday of one of the great teachers from God, Jesus Christ. Our calendar starts from the date that people thought he was born. So on New Year's Day, when we celebrate the new year, it is celebrating how many years ago that Christ was born. Over 2,000 years ago, in the country of Israel, there was a very spiritual, kind, and gentle girl. Her name was Mary. One day, the angel came to Mary and told her she would give birth to the Savior of the world. Mary and her husband Joseph traveled by donkey to a town of Bethlehem, but it was too crowded with people for them to find a place to stay. They had to sleep in a shed with the animals. It was there that Jesus was born. There was a bright star that led many rich and poor people to the newborn Savior. When they came to him bringing gifts, it was the start of the custom of giving gifts at Christmas. When Jesus was 33 years old, God told him to start teaching the people the new lessons from God. This is when he became known as the Christ. Christ taught the people to love one another, and if a person hurts you, to forgive them and still love them. Kind and gentle Christ spent his life helping the poor and sick and showing them how to live. With these teachings from God, he brought new life and hope into the lives of the people in Israel and to the people all over the world for centuries into the future. Great civilizations were based on the teachings of Christ. Even to this day, there are millions of people who follow the teachings of love brought by Jesus Christ. One of the things that Christ taught us was that in the future, a great teacher would come from God who would bring the kingdom of God to earth. And because of this great teacher, there would be peace on earth. This is the prayer that Jesus Christ revealed. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Baha'u'llah. Baha'u'llah was born on November 12, 1817, in Persia, which is now the country of Iran. His father gave him the name Mirza Hussein Ali. Later, the Bab gave him the title of Baha'u'llah, the glory of God. Baha'u'llah's father was a nobleman, a minister of the court of the Shah, that means king, and the family was very wealthy. Baha'u'llah's father was very proud and happy when Baha'u'llah was born, and was told by a wise man that Baha'u'llah would be a wondrous leader of the world. Baha'u'llah was not sent to any school, but even as a small child, he surprised everyone with his great wisdom and knowledge given him by God. One day, when Baha'u'llah was still a small boy, he attended his brother's wedding. At the wedding was a puppet show. The puppet show had a king holding court with his nobles. A thief was brought in, judged and executed. There was a war, and the soldiers went out to fight. At the end of the puppet show, the puppet master came out carrying a large box. Baha'u'llah asked the man what was in the box. The puppet master explained that the king and all the ministers and armies were all in that box. Baha'u'llah has told us that from that day, he knew that all the world with its pomp and glory had no more value than children's playthings, like the puppets in that box. Baha'u'llah understood from the time he was a child what was important in life. As an adult, even though he came from a wealthy, important family, he spent his days helping the poor and healing the sick and taking care of everyone around him. During that time, many people started following the teachings of the new messenger from God called the Bab. Baha'u'llah taught everyone, rich and poor alike, that the Bab's teachings were from God. When the Bab was killed, 20,000 of the Bab's followers were killed or imprisoned. Baha'u'llah was thrown into Tehran's black pit called the Sea of Chah. While he was there, God told him that he was the next manifestation of God to guide mankind to the most great peace. After he was released from the Sea of Chah, he was exiled to Baghdad, which is in the country now known as Iraq. In 1863, in the Garden of Rizwan, outside of Baghdad, Baha'u'llah announced to his friends and family what God had told him in the black pit. Finally, Baha'u'llah and his family were sent to the prison city of Akka in Israel. From there, his light shone brightly as his teachings spread to every corner of the world. He sent messages of peace to the rulers all over the world. People from all over the world would come and visit this prisoner. Baha'u'llah passed away on May 28, 1892. But his teachings of love and unity have spread from Israel to all the corners of the world. God has never left man alone. Always he sends teachers into the world. Baha'u'llah, like Christ and Buddha, is a perfect polished mirror, reflecting the light of God to guide the people of the world on the path of love, peace, and unity. There are people who follow the teachings of Baha'u'llah in every country of the world. And these people, the Baha'is, are working hard every day to bring these teachings of love and unity to all the people of the world. We desire but the good of the world and the happiness of the nations, that all nations shall become one in faith and all men as brothers, that all bonds of affection and unity between the sons of man should be strengthened, the diversity of religion should cease and differences of race be annulled. So powerful is the light of unity that it can illuminate the whole world.